The minor league Syracuse Chiefs baseball team has been part of Syracuse for nearly a century, but the team has never become the draw that Syracuse University athletics are. As WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, the ball club is struggling to draw fans once again this season.
For a recent midweek doubleheader against the Pawtucket Red Sox, the Chiefs announced an attendance of 6,100, but that's based on tickets distributed, not people through the turnstile. Last season, the team drew an average of 5,288 fans to the ballpark, their lowest since the 2004 season. General Manager John Simone anticipates this year's attendance to be below that. He blames it on a lot of rained-out home games during a soggy first half of the season. Simone, whose father, Tex, owns the team, says they can't try to compete with the major sports of Syracuse University, basketball and football.
You got to know where you've been. You got to know your market. You got to know what you're competing against. You know, things are different than they were 20 years ago with regard to what kids do and whatever.
NBT Bank Stadium seats just over 11,000. It drew 14,000 for a game in 2010 when ace pitcher Steven Strasburg made a start. The team has made some big upgrades to the stadium. 6 years ago, it replaced the AstroTurf with real grass. A new scoreboard was put in center field last year. And Simone says the team is constantly revamping its marketing strategy. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.